The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, planet people. This is Kev Energy on the show Heaps More Energy, where solar is made simple. This show has been brought to you by Heaps More Energy in New Zealand for solar monitoring services. The show is predicated on the responsibilities and rights inherent in us all to take part in the conversation and not just talk the talk, but walk the walk. Solar Made Simple is every Monday morning at 9:30 a.m. with a replay on Thursday afternoons at 3 p.m. And of course, it's online all the time with Fresh FM, and you can podcast that at any time that suits you. I had the pleasure of being introduced through Kath B, who is a radio presenter on Fresh FM, to a lady by the name of Anna Van Reel. There's a breaking news cycle. She has joined us. Anna has joined us from way down south, but to be able to complete the show as well is the fact that, unfortunately, she had a animal problem down there, and one of the puppies has had to be put down. So, Anna, our heart goes out to you, but for that, and we thank you for having the mettle to stick with us and put the show together. So, without much further ado, Anna is a really interesting lady because she's done so much in the children's educational space. She has a high Facebook presence and also on Waste for Wonder on Google. So I'll introduce you to Anna right now, and she's going to be talking about things like a refusalator, things that big kids like me like to hear the sound of. So Anna, welcome to the show. Thank you very much for being able to spend the time, invest the time so we can put to air. I appreciate it very much. Hi.
Oh, you're so kind. Thanks for having me. It's lovely to be here.
So if you can give us a background to where you're at and how we can enjoy what you're offering and then project it out to the world out there so that in the climate change area, it's what we can do for the future more than what we've done in the past. And that's what I loved about talking with you on the phone the other day. You have this ability to bring out the big kid in me. So go for it. I enjoyed every minute of it.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, so my name is obviously Anna Van Reel, but my alter ego is called Waste Free Wanda. And Wanda is a theatre character that I've developed, and she's very inspired by the 1980s for no good reason except that the costume's nice and colourful and she has a ghetto blaster. And
wonderful.
And it's a bit of fun. And also, as a songwriter, I chose a lot of 80s kind of rock opera pop ballads to model my songs for the show off. So I wrote songs, but I took inspiration from a lot of good high energy 80s pop songs. So the Waste Free Wanda show is an interactive children's show for primary age children. And the reason I developed it, Kevin, is because I noticed that a lot of children were being told the problem. It's got the problems with what's going on the planet, and just the repeating message of there's no planet B and you're going to be left with a mess and the turtles are dying and all the animals are swallowing plastic.
But no one
was actually giving them a solution. So there's actually a lot of data sharing the very real concern around eco-anxiety. And it's not just for children. It's a lot of adults are struggling with eco-anxiety.
Exactly.
And so what I've really ascertained is that we need to come at it from a solutions-based approach where, yes, we're all very aware of the problem. It is a problem, but it's no good if we don't have some solutions. So
yep.
The idea of the show is to arm tamariki with lots of solutions so that they can be a superhero in their own backyard.
You're a superhero, and there's a drum roll in the background. I love what you're doing. I've been told not to do that, but that was my drum roll. Thank you for that. Keep going.
So I got some funding to create a collection of songs, and the idea with the songs was that they would have the solution built into the songs on how we solve the issue around a whole varying array of single-use plastic items. So there's statistics in the songs, which sound funny, but they managed to fit in there in a poppy kind of fun way.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of silly lyric patterns and things like that. But we focus on predominantly plastic bottles, single-use cups, drawers, and cling wrap. So they are four things that are really, you know, prevalent in homes, but could very easily be switched out with a philosophy around simple swaps.
Oh, wow.
So we have a key message in the show is simple swaps. And it's about swapping one thing, that something that we can only use once, for something that can be reused again and again and again. So when I got the funding for these songs and I started putting them together, I realised there wasn't much point to stand up in front of a bunch of kids just with a microphone and go, blah, here's a song and here's why I'm singing it. And here's another song and here's why I'm singing it.
Yeah.
I thought for them, for it to integrate the information better, it would make sense if I presented as a peer, as one of their own, you know. And so yes, my character Wanda is a child, and the storyline is very much based on a child interacting with the world and with people in her community and inspiring positive change with a great attitude and a know-how, can-do approach to single-use plastic.
Yeah, almost taking the blinkers off. So we've got this eco-anxiety, and I can really resonate with that, because we talk about so much stuff out there, and I try and keep it down to what's doable daily. And when you've got four things to do, cling wrap, single-use plastics, straws and cups, you've got me. Keep going, I love it.
Yeah, that's right. So in the story, the children actually become Wanda's peers. They become her classmates, even if there's 500 children or five children, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
And so in the storyline, Wanda is in class with all of her classmates, and they've been working on an invention that they've called the Refusalator.
Yes.
And the Refusalator is to deal with all the rubbish that's being created in their town, because they live in this fictional town.
Yeah.
Called Hakuparuparu. And in the town of Hakuparuparu, all the community is making far too much single-use waste, and the bottle factory is leaking into the river, and it's creating a lot of problems. And Wanda's got a ghetto blaster, and the ghetto blaster is spitting out facts about all the issues on the planet. It's saying that there are a million single-use cups per minute going to landfill, which is 16 billion per year.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, that United States use enough straws to go around the planet 1.5 times every day.
Or maybe, wow.
Actually, I think it's 2.5 times every day.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, and so Wanda's like, there must be a solution to this. You know, well, there must be something I can do to, you know, to help. And so she starts noticing people in her community who are using things, like her teacher comes into class and has a single-use cup.
Right.
And she's talking about this Refusalator that the children have created, but they don't have a power source to power it up.
Uh-huh.
And the Refusalator is designed to do something with the plastic, with the waste.
Huh.
But I don't tell the children what that is, because I want them to use their own imaginations.
Yeah.
But then the teacher comes into class with a single-use cup. And so Wanda says to her teacher, whose name is Mrs. Polymer.
Sorry.
Mrs. Polymer, the radio presenter, just told me a million cups per minute go to landfill, and you've got a single-use cup. Maybe you could just take a mug from the staff room. And then Wanda sings a song about cups. It's called A Couple of Cups, and all the kids do the actions. So the actions emphasize the learning, and then the punchline of the song, the hook of the song, helps them to understand what it is they have to do. And then at the end of the song, Mrs. Polymer says, who you can't see, she's just a voice. She says, oh, that's a great idea, Wanda. From now on, I'll take a mug from the staff room, or I'll bring my own. And then, you know, Wanda and all the kids applaud, and Wanda goes to the next place, which is her kitchen at home, and Mum's using cling wrap. And she's like, Mum, you can't use cling wrap. And her mum says, why not? And she says, well, here's the thing, Mum. And she sings a song about wrapping up the habit.
Love
and
it.
Then the kids all join in with the actions, and they sing the hook of the song. And then at the end of the song, Mum says, oh, that's a great idea. Actually, I went to the farmer's market and I found these beeswax wraps.
Yep.
From now on, I'll use those. And so, you know, and it continues like that with plastic bottles and straws. And, you know, it's milkshake day. There's a fundraiser at school, and they all get a milkshake in a single-use cup with a plastic straw.
Yeah.
And so, you know, all of the songs have a hook.
Yeah.
Repeating words that are the solution, and then actions to emphasize what it is that they're learning, so they become sticky and stuck in their head.
Yes.
And then, Yeah, and so the key thing in the show is that Wanda finds out that she's the lost ear of an ancient tribe of earthkeepers.
Ah.
And she finds this out because she finds this lost crystal of these earthkeepers.
Yeah.
And the crystal turns her in from Wanda into waste-free Wanda, and she's got a cape hidden in her collar. And
oh, nice.
The kids love it. They're like, wow.
Yeah.
But at the end of the show, we use the crystal to power up the refuser later, and then I say to the kids, you know, I have a very important question for you. Put your hands up if you think Wanda really had superpowers.
Uh-huh.
And some of them put their hands up, and some of them are a bit unsure.
Yeah.
And I say, put your hands up if you think you've got the same superpowers as Waste Free Wanda. And they're like, oh, a bit unsure. And I said, I want everybody to put their hand up because you know what? Wanda didn't have any real magical superpowers,
yeah,
but she had a superpower that's really important, and it's called inspiring your community. And if we all make a simple swap and little changes day by day in our own backyard, that makes you a superhero for Papa Tuanuku.
Absolutely.
And so all the kids are like, ah, oh, get it, and it feels really achievable, and they often come up and give me a big hug or a high five afterwards because
wow,
they feel free, they feel like they've got a solution, and they don't feel as bogged down with this responsibility that they're going to be left with the planet that we've ruined, exactly like you said to me. You know, you feel very responsible that it's our generation that have trashed the planet. But
yeah,
basically, we really want to be solutions-based at this point because it's the only way forward.
What I love about what you're doing is that I interviewed Harvey Aitken, who is part of one of the Richmond Waimea College, and they are in a environmental education facility. He's going to have a show on us again shortly. And what I found there was I asked Harvey, what would you say to our generation that we needed to have done for you? In other words, we can still solve the problem, but how are we going to do it? And we got around to things like SUP for the ones who have got stand-up paddle boards. It doesn't stand mm-hmm. for stand-up paddle. It's called single-use plastics.
Oh, classic.
And yeah, then the other one is, so what else does it stand for? And he sort of thought, he said, I don't know. I said, what about stop using plastics?
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. And it's what comes out of we've all got it inside us. It's just being able to have that education or that ability to release it out. So what you're doing is, I think you call it single swaps. I just love that. I'm going to bring that into my show. And
and
Chrissy's giving us we have to have a single swap shortly. But that's been it's been a fantastic startup. Kind of people, if you jump on to Google and search for Waste Free Wanda. There's you got a big Facebook, you got a large Facebook presence as well. So, Anna, that's been a great, great startup. We're going to have a couple of shows where we do the music. Can we have the ability to use your music as some of the intros to our future shows?
Absolutely.
Yay. I love it.
Yeah,
hey. All right, good.
Yeah. Yeah, Chrissy. Some really fun music videos on YouTube that help Tamariki to understand visually as well.
All right. So give us a quick wind up on your YouTube channel, and then we'll bid you farewell and go for it.
The YouTube channels are great because you'll see Waste Free Wanda as a cartoon character.
Oh, so okay.
I like being a cartoon character, and it's a lot of fun because you can see the simple swaps.
Yeah.
And how they can be made. So it's got the visual picture along with the audio, which I think
Love
is really
it.
Important.
Yeah, because we got a Facebook presence in Fresh FM, so we'll get Chrissy to get that going. Thank you very, very much. My heart goes out to the family on their puppy, but you've done something proud for us, and we look forward to highlighting your tunes and the like. So you have a great day, and ka kite, go well. Kia kā.
Hi, Dada. Take care.
Bye. Cheers.
I'm nasty good and I'm so neat. I'm like lightning on my feet. One is cleaning up the street. I'm working on a waste-free world.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.